Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know we're getting there right now? With Jennifer Lee Chan. She's on the River Islands guest line right now. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Jennifer Lee Chan, 49ers insider for NBC Sports Bay Area, joins us now. Spadoni and Chasky, the Morning Rose. And Jennifer, we'll just bring you into the conversation we're just having right now. Once upon a time, 2019, Kyler Murray drafted number one overall, and Nick Bosa obviously being drafted right after him. Take us back to 2019. Was there any possibility, had the Cardinals not taken Kyler Murray, that the 49ers would have been interested?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In him?
I don't think so. I mean, the story the whole time that draft was going on from the combine on was that they were going to take a defensive end, and there were three that they really had their eyes on, and then Nick Bosa was the one who was there, and they took him, and they've been really happy with how he's been. So, yeah, I don't think there was any chance at all. I think it was always a defensive end no matter what. And, you know, Nick Bosa has become a guy who has been a guy that they built the defense around. So him and Fred Warner, I mean, I think those two are the keys to the defense. And yesterday, Nick Bosa told me, he's like, Kyle looks really good. He looks like he's moving better than he has before. So it's definitely going to be a challenge on Sunday.
So the internet went kind of crazy yesterday, Purdy at practice. And then, mm-hmm. you know, people are asking Kyle Shanahan about maybe his availability as an emergency backup quarterback, and he's like, you know, possibly. And it just seemed very non-committal when you heard the full entire video. What was your feel yesterday regarding just Brock Purdy returning to practice and Kyle being asked about could he play on Sunday?
I mean, I think that's typical Kyle. You know, he's very kind of elusive when it comes to information about players and whether they're going to return or not. I mean, it's always better if the opposing defense has to prepare for more than one person. So I would think that, you know, Brock Purdy, if he makes his way back this week, he will play. But he wasn't taking the first reps with the offense. Excuse me. It was Mac Jones and then Adrian Martinez and then Brock Purdy. So he was doing those step backs into throws, but when it was working and warming up with the running backs, there was a rollout that they do and then they hand it off. He didn't do that. So it's just a question, probably pain tolerance, mobility with that toe, and how well he's able to progress through the week, whether he starts or not.
That's pretty interesting. How is he walking? I mean, he didn't do any of the rollout stuff. That's okay. That makes sense. How mm-hmm. was he walking when he wasn't in the drills? Did you notice a limp or anything like that? I'm just curious.
Nope, he looked normal. Like when he did the dropbacks, he looked normal. He just didn't do the rollouts. So walking, a little bit of jog, looks exactly like he normally does. So he wasn't limping at all, wasn't favoring that foot. But I think they're just being careful with those rollouts. It can be extra pressure on the toe. You don't want to re-injure or make it worse. So they don't want him to have any setbacks, so they're being careful.
And the zip was there in terms of, you know, the velocity and the arc and all that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we only get to see the first three periods. So, you know, he's warming up, throws to trainers, then he warms up, throws to running backs, and then they go throws to wide receivers and tight ends. And it looks the same. I mean, but, you know, it's not a full drill. It's just, you know, kind of drop backs, stop, and throw. So it's not like on the run. That's, you know, what Brock Purdy's strength is. He can, you know, roll out, be on the run, scrambling, and still make those passes to wide receivers. That's his kind of superpower. And we didn't see that in practice because we didn't get, you know, we don't get to at this point.
Talking to Jennifer Lee Chan here on the Morning Rose 49ers Insider for NBC Sports Bay Area. So, Jennifer, brass tacks, would you be shocked if Brock Purdy was starting for the 49ers this Sunday?
I wouldn't be shocked, no, because Brock is just one of those guys. I mean, watching him yesterday, he didn't do the rollout, but he was kind of doing it light on air. And my favorite story about Brock Purdy is back in high school, he contracted mono, and they wouldn't let him practice because he lost a ton of weight. But he did everything on air. So he is one of those guys who is thoroughly prepared, even if he's not in practice. He's just one of those guys that is a worker. And so even if he can't do the reps with his teammates, he's going to do it on air just to be in, like, motion, in practice, body memory. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he starts, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out there and looks like he did in week one.
How does this team look different with Mac Jones under center, whether it be personality wise, play design wise, feel, aura? Like, you know, the team can take on the starting quarterback's persona, good or bad. So have you noticed a difference?
I mean, I think they all love Mac Jones. That was the one thing that surprised me when we found out that he was going to start, asking guys in the locker room what Mac Jones is like, what he brings to the team. And they're like, oh, we love Mac Jones. I mean, everybody had a huge smile. And I don't think the team personality changes at all, but I definitely think there's a solid confidence in what he can do. So what I was surprised with is that Kyle Shanahan dialed up three passes, Mac Jones' first drive. I mean, they went three and out, but it was kind of to get the jitters out, I think, for Mac Jones. Because normally, I mean, even when Brock Purdy's out there, they start with a heavy McCaffrey schedule. And they didn't do that with Mac Jones, and that was what surprised me. But generally, the game plan seemed the same. They didn't have to alter anything. They didn't have to limit the types of plays that they did. I think part of that is because he just recently had reps with the ones and the twos during training camp, so he knows how to run the offense. He's not just out there running the scout team.
Jennifer, well, why do they love Mac Jones so much? What is it about this? Like, who is Mac Jones? Because we all remember Alabama. We remember the cigar picture with his
kind of goofy,
kind of like,
but he is serious.
Yeah, like he's got some swag though too. Like, who is Mac Jones?
He's a guy that they love. He is kind of goofy, and you know, he's also a guy that isn't afraid to kind of embarrass himself. I mean, like, you know, he doesn't mind being goofy, and he was at the front of that boombox entrance, and you know, it was him. Normally it's Trent Williams. It used to be Deebo Samuel. Now it's Diamante Lenore, Jair Brown, but Kendrick Bourne is added to the mix now. Kendrick Bourne and Mac Jones know each other from New England. So they were at the front of that kind of parade that comes out from the locker room, having fun. He doesn't mind, you know, joking around, but they do say that when he's on the field, he does get serious and he can spin it. So I think part of it is his journey. You know, when you're humbled and things don't work out necessarily the way you think they will, you kind of, you know, reassess everything. And the way he's come out of this situation is that he, I think, is comfortable with himself and comfortable in the locker room, and they really just love him.
So huge quarterback controversy, right? And he wins this weekend, and then we just go crazy, right?
No, I don't think so. I think they're good with either guy. And I think you kind of see that with how the locker room acts. They love Brock. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever going to lose support for Brock. But if they need to have Mac Jones in there, they have total confidence in him. I think it's a unique situation to be in.
So let's play this out. I mean, you can't tell how hurt he is or what he's feeling like. And I guess today will be some indicator, you know, if he's out there or not. But like this week, let's say he misses it for whatever reason. Maybe he's shooting up as the emergency quarterback. I'm talking about Brock. And then you get the Jacksonville game. And then you got the Rams game immediately after that on a Thursday. If you had to put your money down right now, do you think he comes back Jacksonville? Do you think he comes back in the Rams game? Or do you think they wait until the Bucs game on the 12th?
I think he's back before that. I mean, I think they definitely need him for the Rams game. Jacksonville, yes. I mean, I think there's, you know, thoughts about it. But Brock is a guy who is not going to sit out if he feels good enough to play. So he's a guy who rehabs as hard as he can. He studies as hard as he can. I just don't think you keep Brock off the field, or you can keep Brock off the field that long. I mean, if he's already back into practice, that means he's making his way back. So it wasn't, and again, you know, not like Joe Burrow, where you knew immediately that he was hurt. This didn't pop up until later. So, you know, he felt fine, probably adrenaline throughout the game. And then it turned out later that he had a toe injury and a shoulder injury. Let's not forget that he has a shoulder issue as well. But the toe is obviously the more serious injury. But I think, you know, because it came up on Monday's injury report, that it's not as serious as it could be, thankfully for the 49ers. But you know, he's a guy that is going to get back as soon as he can because that's who he is.
All right, so I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist. You know, I will go down rabbit holes on YouTube while playing video games on Friday nights when the whole family goes to bed. I was watching the Purdy videos, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of one of the videos, I see Brandon Ayuk, and he's sprinting, and he's running.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, damn, he looks kind of good. Conspiracy theorist in you, when do you think Brandon Ayuk can come back and be ready?
I know he's on IR, so he has to miss at least four games, but I just don't think they put him out there on a Thursday night game without practice before.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think the earliest he comes back is week six, because that week five game is a Thursday night game, and they really don't practice before that. They're not going to put him out there before a practice, without a practice, right? So he can't go out there and just walk through and be effective in a Thursday night game. So I think the earliest he comes back is that week six game, just because of the way the schedule falls. Now, he does look good, and he was sprinting in front of us. We were all standing there with our phones and not filming him because you're not supposed to film injured players. So the rules say. So, but I mean, we all have eyes on him, and he knows that we all do, and he looks good, but he is testing out his knee. So I see him constantly stomping on the ground, kind of testing it. And when a guy goes through a serious injury like that, I know, I mean, you've seen guys who have had ACLs and Achilles injuries. While they may be healthy enough to come back, it's also the mentality. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo talked about it when he came back. It kind of took that first hit for him to say, okay, it is going to hold up, because there's a confidence level that you need to have in your body. And it's, you know, it's after you tear a major ligament like that, the confidence in your body can be kind of not as solid as it was before. So it may take a little while for him to be comfortable getting out of his breaks as nicely as he has in the past, but we'll see what happens. But I think the earliest really is week six.
Hey, Jennifer, great stuff. We really appreciate your time this morning, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Good to talk to you guys.
There she goes, Jennifer Lee Chan, 49ers insider for NBC Sports Bay Area. A lot of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.